Good afternoon, I'm Jian Li with today's episode of Easy News. The Ministry of Digital Affairs says it has stopped access to a forum website from which television presenter Mickey Huang Zijiao is reported to have downloaded videos of minors being sexually abused. According to the ministry, the Network Information Center terminated the domain name of 创意私房 following an administrative order by the Ministry of Health. The ministry says the site's domain name was cancelled due to its violating both the Child and Youth Sexual Exploitation Prevention Act and the Sexual Assault Crime Prevention Act. The Digital Ministry also says it's requested that Internet access providers block people from accessing content from the website. Transport Minister Wang Guocai says the Taiwan Railway Corporation will re-evaluate locations where landslide monitoring systems could be installed. The statement comes after the first car of a northbound Puyuma Express train derailed earlier this week after being hit by a falling rock near Heping Station in Hualien. The railway's operator has said that the incident occurred along a section of the track that was not listed as being of high risk of rock falls. No one was injured in the derailment, but the railway corporation was forced to carry out repairs on both north and southbound sections of the track. According to the transport minister, landslide monitoring systems are currently operational along 26 sections of track. The railway corporation has estimated that the systems should be installed along 38 more sections. Turning to world news, Washington officials have confirmed that the U.S. fully supports Israel in preparing for any possible attack from Iran. Iran has threatened one in retaliation for a strike on their embassy compound in Damascus. The strike killed 13 people, including an Iran military commander. Caroline Malone reports from Washington.
The U.S. has made it clear that it would support its ally Israel in the event of any Iranian attack. At the same time, diplomats are trying to convince other countries to press Iran not to strike. Tehran has vowed to respond to what it believes was an Israeli strike on their embassy compound in Damascus that killed a top Iranian general. Since the October Hamas attack, there have been back-and-forth skirmishes between Israel and Iranian-backed groups. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns Israel is prepared to respond. With serious threats from two major regional players, officials are on alert for another escalation, which could draw the U.S. in even further. Caroline Malone, Washington.
The Italian Coast Guard says it has rescued 22 people and recovered 9 bodies after a smuggler's boat capsized in a storm about 50 kilometers south of the island of Lampedusa. Survivors indicated that the steel-bottom boat had departed from Tunisia overnight on Sunday. It was carrying 46 people from Guinea, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Ivory Coast. The UN Refugee Agency says the boat capsized Wednesday morning as waves reached over 2.5 meters high. The victims include a six-month-old. The International Organization for Migration put the number of migrants missing along the Central Mediterranean route from northern Africa to Italy at nearly 400 so far this year. Instagram says it's deploying new tools to protect young people and combat sexual extortion. The tools include a feature that will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. The social media platform said in a blog post Thursday that the new features are part of its work to fight sexual scams and other forms of image abuse. The platform says it wants to make it tougher for criminals to contact teens. Instagram and other social media companies have been facing growing pressure for not doing enough to protect young people. That was the ICRT News. Check in again Monday for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Jian Lee.